Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things. Yeah.
Summer continues with an impressive display of lightning, rain, and thunder here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, in Miss Honey Pepper's classroom on the last day of the school year.
Class! Settle down, please. Thank you. Now, I know everyone's excited.
Oh, we are.
But first things first. I'd like to thank you for all these lovely gifts you children have given me. You really didn't have to. These tulips smell wonderful.
Oh, those are for me, Miss Honey Pepper.
And me too. Oh,
thank you, boys. And I like the t-shirt you're wearing today. What do they say? Flower power?
Mr. Friedson gave them to us.
Oh, how very nice. Okay, let's get back to business. I know today's the last day of school, and the weather outside's rather frightful. But don't worry, we're all safe inside the school. Now, if you would all take out your homework, please.
I forgot to do mine. Miss Honey Pepper, could we listen to a song instead?
I don't think so, Sam.
What's your excuse?
Huh?
Tell me your excuse.
What?
What's your excuse? Tell me your excuse.
Here's mine. My dog ate my homework. He really loves that stuff. He mixes it up with his chuck wagon dog food.
I don't know, Steve.
He can't eat enough.
Do you believe him?
I don't know.
Do you believe him?
Well, all right. They don't believe me.
Nope.
How about Sam Zucchini, where is your homework?
Well, my mom, she threw out my homework.
Sam, don't bring your mother into this.
She threw it in the trash.
Sam.
I told her I needed it back right away.
Right now.
That's good.
I offered her $500 cash.
Sam, I don't know.
Do you believe?
Okay, they don't believe me. They don't believe Sam.
Oh, no.
Jack Zucchini, step up to the mic. Where is your work?
Actually, I got my homework done.
Hand it over.
Yep. But something happened on the way to school.
What?
Well, this huge, gigantic wind came along. And it blew my homework into the neighbor's pool.
Jack.
Do you believe?
Assignments are due at the end of this song.
What? At the end of this song?
No. Yes.
Listen, I don't think I have enough time. It's about 30 seconds till the end of the song. I can't do it in that amount of time. No, I need help. All right, I've got a piece of paper. I've got a pen, but I don't know what the assignment is yet. I mean, I can't do it. I need more time.
All papers to the front of the room.
I need more time.
All papers to the front of the room.
I need help.
Another day.
I need something. I need something to help or something.
What's your excuse?
I don't have one.
Tell me your excuse.
Jack doesn't have one.
What's your excuse?
Sam doesn't have one.
Tell me your excuse.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers, and it looks like I have no excuse for not doing my homework.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
excuse.
Spelling, please.
E-X-C-U-S-E.
Definition, please.
Noun. Reason put forth to justify an offense or fault. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are explanation,
you see, I couldn't make
story,
it starts with this way.
Argument,
I didn't want to...
or defense.
Oh, please,
sentence, please.
Jones, I've been making excuses for too long.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow I'm going to start exercising. Let me make a note of that in my calendar. Now, where is that thing?
It's down in the bottom of your backpack, sir.
When the teacher calls and says, did you get my note? And she says she didn't get the one you wrote. Look in the backpack, just look and see. Down at the bottom, that's where it's bound to be. When your kid says that she can't go on the trip because she didn't hand in her permission slip, look in the backpack, look if you dare. Down at the bottom, you're sure to find it there.
Down in the backpack,
there's a big surprise.
Down in the backpack,
don't you wonder what lies?
Down in the backpack,
something starting to grow.
Down in the backpack,
maybe you'd better not go.
Down in the backpack, backpack,
there's the yogurt that they left there yesterday. Last week's tuna fish they meant to throw away. Down in the backpack, there they'll stay. Never again to see the light of day.
Down in the backpack,
treasures to be found.
Down in the backpack,
something crawling around.
Down in the backpack,
lost library books.
Down in the backpack,
maybe you'd better not look.
Down, down in the backpack, backpack,
backpack. Oh, let me see what's in here. Look at these headphones. I'll have to wipe the lasagna off them. This looks like a report card. What's... ouch! What the... the cat?
Down in the backpack, there they'll stay. Never again to see the light of day. So when things get lost and you don't know where they go, and you ask your kid and he just says, I don't know, look in the backpack, it's not too late. Archaeologists moving in soon to excavate.
Down in the backpack,
something smelly and old.
Down in the backpack,
something covered in mold.
Down in the backpack,
so many things there reside.
Down in the backpack,
there's something that died down in the backpack, backpack.
Lunch will be ready in a little while, Billy. I'll let you know. We just heard a song from Bill Harley. I'm having the children clean out their desks. We're getting ready for summer vacation.
Oh,
my. It's all right, class. Just a little thunder and lightning, that's all.
Ever wonder what causes thunder and lightning? The answer can be found in everyday science. Big thunderstorms usually happen when air currents move warm, wet air upward, where it cools dramatically. To understand this, we need to have our heads in the clouds. Ooh, it's cold in the clouds. No wonder the moisture in warm, humid air freezes up here. Feel those air currents breezing through this cloud? They're making all those ice particles bump into water droplets. Now, all matter is made up of atoms, which are made up of negatively charged particles called electrons, and positively charged particles called protons, as well as neutrons. All this bumping is knocking electrons from the ice. The electrons are heavier, so they pile up at the bottom, while the lighter protons are swept to the top. When this charge separation is big enough, the electrons make a leap, and a lightning stroke flashes, heating the air up to 54,000 degrees Fahrenheit, 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun. This intense heat causes the molecules in the air to expand very quickly. When these fast-moving, heated molecules collide violently with layers of cool air, they set up sound waves that sound like thunder. Better head for cover. Thanks for riding out the storm with us and for being a part of Everyday Science.
Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's National Education Program, making science make sense.
Steve Zucchini here. Ah, there we go. My desk is all cleaned out, got my take-home folder with all my papers in it, and the books Miss Honeypepper's letting me borrow this summer. Transition, here I come.
And winter turns to spring. It's not just the season, you know, it goes for everything.
Clouds can turn to rain and then it just might snow. You gotta take a lesson from Mother Nature, and if you do, you'll know.
When it's time to change, then it's time to change. Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see? When it's time to change,
the changes you've been through. A little bit of living, a little bit of growing, all adds up to you. Every boy's a man inside,
a girl's a woman too. And if you wanna reach your destiny, here's what you've got to do.
When it's time to change, then it's time to change. Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see? When it's time to change, you've got to
this is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update. Thank you. I'm Bob Paskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from the Brady Bunch. At the top of the news today, nutrition. That's right, folks. And Coward Hossell is with an expert in the field to find out just why we need to eat our vegetables. Coward.
Coward Hossell here, live in the studio with a very special guest, Dr. Vidor.
Hey, man.
Now, Dr. Vidor, it may be a coincidence, but your last name does have something to do with the field you're in.
Yeah, people are always asking me,
And yes, it is a coincidence. Uh-huh. You see, verdure means green vegetation.
That's right. Now, most people have heard the saying, eat your vegetables, they're good for you. Can you tell us exactly why?
Well, you see, they're full of vitamins and minerals. They're an important part of a well-balanced diet.
Of course.
Of course, everything needs to be eaten in moderation. Too much of anything isn't good.
That's right.
I tell you my saying about this, but I forgot what it is.
Now, you've also got a new line of healthy salad dressings and dips for vegetables.
That's right, and we're marketing under the name Verdure's Own.
Uh-huh. Available in Zucchini Land next week, and we've got some vegetables right here for dipping.
Go ahead, try it. That's some of my goddess dressing.
Tasty, very good.
And healthy. Now, when was the last time you came in for a physical, huh?
I don't know, but this is excellent dressing. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Well, hello, folks. Summer is beginning with a bang here in Zucchini Land. Thunder and lightning. Thunderstorms will clear out and leave us with a sunny and warm day tomorrow. It's going to be a great summer for growing vegetables. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have the news now. Stay tuned for a song from the Beach Boys. Bye-bye.
I'm going to be around my vegetables. I'm going to chow down. Vegetables, I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables, cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. I tried to kick the ball, but my tenny flew right out. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so
Sam.
Miss Honey Pepper, Susan found something in her desk.
Oh, what did you find?
It looks like a quote. Should I read it?
Go right ahead, my dear.
The quote of the day is...
When patterns are broken, new worlds can emerge. Thule Kupferberg.
Welcome to the Great Minds, gentlemen. Who has insight on this quote?
Well, if I could repeat the quote.
Good idea, Quinston.
When expensive China's broken, new words can emerge. I'm always surprised at what comes out of my mouth every time I drop a dish and it breaks. Was this quote about China?
No, in fact, it wasn't, Quinston. Interesting observation there, but the quote is, when patterns are broken, new worlds can emerge. Which in some ways is true, with the self and so forth, but I'd have to say scrapping tradition and what the elders have taught us is not always a good thing, and often merely leads to chaos. So I heavily disagree with this quote in some ways.
I agree with you, Bernard. I'd like to take it from the complex down to the simplistic.
Okay, another look at it.
Yes. You know, I'm driven here every day by Herbert.
Right.
Chauffeur-driven limousine.
Of course.
And, we always follow the same set route to the studio.
Right.
Although once we strayed off the path.
Uh-oh.
And he took a wrong turn and I saw a new area in the city that I'd never seen before.
Right.
And I was fascinated. Right. A new world opened up for me.
Well, good for you, Brooks. I guess in some ways, absolutely. When patterns are broken, new worlds can emerge, even societally, too. Yeah. But as long as it's carefully done.
On the dairy front, let's have a new world emerge right now. Some Bruder Basel.
Excuse me, I've never heard of that.
Semi-soft cheese from Bavaria.
Ooh, that's
part
different.
Of Germany. Let's enjoy this. Right, let's open a new world, a new door.
Let's blaze a new trail.
Now, we only have a few minutes until school's over, and then summer vacation officially begins. You've been such a wonderful class. I'll miss each and every one of you. Now, I want you all to have a safe and sound summer. And please, remember the rules.
Remember the rules and life will be great. Gotta stay calm, gotta stay cool. If you stay cool, you remember the rules. Don't lose your cool. Remember the rules. Rule number one, stay away from danger. Yo, don't talk to strangers.
Rule number two, remember the adults you trust. Check with them first, you must.
Rule number three, it's okay to yell.
It's safer with two, your buddy, and you.
Rule number five, there's nothing to say, just walk away.
Rule number six, don't get in the car, run fast and run far.
Don't lose your cool, remember the rules. Rule number seven, learn your address and phone, you'll be safer when you're on your own. And don't forget it.
Rule number eight, on the street or in the mall, walk proud, strong, and tall.
Rule number nine, if you feel uncomfortable, don't be afraid to say no.
And finally, rule number 10, don't lose your cool, remember the rules. Hey, Jack, I think Sam should do a little drum solo for
Stevie,
this one.
Hey, I think Sam should take some drums.
He should
take it.
Come on, Sam. Sammy.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
All right. I think you all understand the rules of stranger safety. So let's finish the year off with a little treat. Why don't we listen to an exciting song from Red Grammar about a train?
Oh, yeah.
Stood on the Atlantic Ocean on the wide Pacific shore with the queen of flowing mountains. South Bell by the door. She's long, tall, and handsome. She's loved by one and all. She's a modern combination called the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble, and the roar. Riding through the woodlands to the hill and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engines. Hear the lonesome hobo's call. Riding through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball. Western people say, New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, to the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no chances can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. So listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, riding through the woodlands to the hill and by the shore, hear the mighty rush of the engines, hear the lonesome
jungles on a Wabash cannonball. Here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
WWLF in Auburn, New York.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,316.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Ah, the last day of school, summertime is now. What are we going to do? I don't know. I want to go back to school. I'm just joking. All right. I'm going to get the fishing poles, that's for sure. Jack, you got them back there?
Bird Note. In the 1990s, train engineers in Japan built incredibly fast trains, reaching speeds of nearly 170 miles per hour. But they had a problem. When a train with a rounded, bullet-shaped nose entered a tunnel, the train would compress the air. So then, when the train reached the end of the tunnel, the air expanded so rapidly that it created a tunnel boom that bothered wildlife and people living near the tunnels. But the chief engineer for the West Japan Railway Company was a birder, and he'd seen kingfishers dive into the water with hardly a splash. Kingfisher beaks are long and narrow, with a smooth transition between the base of the beak and the face. This reduces the amount of drag when the kingfisher enters the water. So the engineer and his team imitated that beak and created